The title for today's message is An Indifferent Generation.
那么我还有另外一个题目，我觉得可能更适合。
I have another title which I think is perhaps more fitting.
漠不关心的世代。
It's a generation who does not care.
那么首先让我们来看今天的经文，马太福音第十一章第十六节到第十九节。
And let us turn to Matthew 11, verses 16 to 19.
马太福音第十一章第十六节，请大家跟我一起来看圣经。
Let's turn to Matthew 11 verse 16 together.
这个是主耶稣所说的话。我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说：“我们向你们吹笛。”你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪吃好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但智慧之子总以智慧为事。
But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
那么有位牧师说
Once there was a pastor who said,
每一次我听到这个 apathy 这个字的时候
Every time I hear the word apathy,
我就想起一位朋友所说的话
I think of something that a friend said.
然后这位朋友在这个高中任教
And this friend was a high school teacher.
那么后来他发觉到自己不应当教高中。
And then he realized that he probably shouldn't be teaching high school.
那么在高中里面，他被安排教一个课是满满不愿意学习的学生。
And he had a classroom full of students who did not care about learning.
那么如果学生要坐在课室的后面
，And all the students wanted to sit in the back of the room.
啊，他们必须要早到。
And they need to come early in order to sit in the back.
然后那些迟到的学生。必须要坐在前面。
Those who are late are stuck sitting in the front.
那么这些学生不理会老师所教的。
And these students don't understand what the teacher was teaching.
那么老师后来对这些不感兴趣的学生感到非常的不满。
And finally, the teacher was dissatisfied with these students who had no interest.
那么他就拿了一根粉笔在这个黑板上写了一个大将近一尺高的这个字。
And so he finally wrote in big letters about one foot high on the chalkboard.
啊，他还在这个字下面画了两条线。
And he drew two lines under his words.
然后在很大力的在黑板上写了一个感叹号。
And then finally he ends the word with an exclamation mark.
然后使到这个粉笔也断了。
So his chalk broke.
那么坐在这个前面有一个很沉闷的一个学生。
And there was a student sitting in the front.
他就皱起这个眉头。
He furrowed his brow.
啊，尝试读这个单词。
And tried to read this word.
因为他不能够读这个单词。
Because he couldn't read.
他就把头歪在一边。
He tilted his head.
啊，开声大声的拼读。这个字。
And so he tried to sound out the word.
啊，但是把这个单词读错了。
But he misread the word.
那么过之后，他就请向他的朋友轻声的说。
And so he whispered to his friend.
他说：“到底这个 apathy 是什么意思
？”What does apathy mean?
What in the world is apathy?
What in the world is apathy?
他的朋友就打了个呵欠。管他的。
And then his friend basically yawned and said, Who cares?
Who's care? 有没有听过？
Have you ever heard the term who cares?
其实类似的情况、啊、发生在主耶稣的时代。
And actually, a similar thing happening in Christ's time.
那么因此主耶稣以一个比喻来描述当时人的属灵处境。
So Jesus used a parable to describe the situation of the people of his generation.
所以主耶稣说这个时代好像啊，孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我们向你们击哀，你们不捶胸。
So Jesus said, it is like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。
For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon.
人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪嗜好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
所以在这个比喻里面，主耶稣以这个孩童玩游戏来描述啊。当时的人对约翰和耶稣本身那种存有的那种态度。
So in this parable, Jesus used children sitting in the marketplace in order to describe the situation with the generation's view of John the Baptist and himself.
所以在主耶稣的时代，那个街市是人们聚集的一个地方。
So in Jesus' time, in the marketplace is where people gather.
孩童很喜欢在那边玩游戏。
And children like to play there.
所以他们模仿大人。
So, they emulate the adults.
啊，招呼他们的同伴向他们吹笛子。
And they call out to their friends and play the flute to them.
啊，邀请他们来跳舞。
And invite them to dance.
啊，或者招呼他们的同伴向他们举哀。
Or perhaps they would sing a dirge to their friends.
啊，邀请他们来捶胸。
Invite them to mourn.
什么时候人吹笛子？
When do people play the flute?
啊，通常是在婚宴里面，或者在庆祝这个节日里面。
Usually it's in weddings or celebrating feasts.
所以吹笛子象征欢乐还有庆祝。
So playing the flute represents rejoicing and celebration.
所以这些孩子吹笛子。
And so these children were playing the flute.
啊，招呼他们同伴来跟他们一起跳舞。
And inviting their friends to come and dance with them.
啊，一起来欢乐。
To rejoice together.
啊，但是他们的同伴不感兴趣。
But their friends do not have any interest.
摩金州没有反应，他们就玩另外一个游戏。
Because of the lack of reaction, they changed to a different game.
所以这些孩童说，既然你们不要玩这个游戏。
These children said, since you don't want to play this game,
啊，不要玩这个欢乐的游戏。
Do not want to play the game of rejoicing.
啊，让我们一起来玩这个举哀的游戏。
Let's play the game of mourning.
那但是仍然他们没有反应。
Yet there's still no response.
无论是欢乐或是举哀的游戏。
Whether it's rejoicing or mourning.
啊，他们都不感兴趣。
There was no interest.
那么这些人只是听和看。
So these people only heard, were listening and watching.
啊，却不愿意参与。
Yet they did not take part.
主耶稣所强调这个世代就是如此。
And Jesus' emphasis of the generation is such.
啊，他们只是听和看。
They were only listening and watching.
啊，但是没有任何的行动。
But there is no action.
啊，他们不愿意遵守神的话语。
They refused to obey God's word.
把神的话语应用在自己的生命里面。
And apply God's word in their own lives.
所以在这个比喻里面，主耶稣他说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞。
So in this parable, Jesus said, we play the flute for you and you did not dance.
那么刚才我说过，吹笛子跟跳舞象征欢乐还有庆祝那种啊，所带来那种欢乐和庆祝。
And so, playing the flute represents the rejoicing and the celebration.
所以主耶稣把这个天国带来。
So Jesus brought the kingdom of God here.
使到人听到这个福音。
So that men hear the gospel.
而得到神的拯救。
And receive salvation from God.
所以天国到来应当是一个 好事情，是一件喜事。
So the coming of kingdom of heaven is a good thing, it's a celebratory thing.
那好比在一个婚宴里面或者庆祝的日子所带来那种欢乐。
It's just the, like the joy that is brought together by the wedding or the festival celebrations.
但是法利赛人跟文士却感到不高兴。
Yeah, the Pharisees and the scribes did not rejoice.
那么有一次法利赛人跟文士来问耶稣说，
One time Pharisees and scribes came and asked Jesus.
他们说施洗约翰跟法利赛人的门徒他们都禁食。
He said, the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees all fast.
为什么你的门徒不禁食？
Why is it that your disciples do not fast?
这是怎么一回事？
What is the deal here?
所以根据马可福音第二章主耶稣对他们说。
So according to Mark 2, Jesus answered.
他说新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候陪伴之人岂能禁食呢？
And Jesus said to them, while the bridegroom is with them, the attendants of the bridegroom cannot fast, can they?
新郎还同在，他们不能禁食，但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要禁食。
So long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day.
没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。
No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear results.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和酒皮带都坏了，唯把新酒装在新皮带里。
No one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the skins as well. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins.
所以这段经文描述这个欢庆的日子已经来到了。
So this passage describes that the day of rejoicing is here.
好像这个婚宴一样。
It's just as a wedding feast.
在一个婚宴里面，新郎跟陪伴的人不可能禁食的。
At a wedding feast, the bridegroom and his companions will not fast.
在一个婚宴里面，必定会有这个丰富的食物。
At a wedding feast, there necessarily is an abundance of food.
那么参加的人都会吃跟喝。
And those in attendance will eat and drink.
那么主耶稣说天国已经来到了。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is here.
主耶稣和他的门徒不会禁食的。
Jesus and his disciples will not fast.
因为那欢庆的日子已经来到。
Because the day of rejoicing has arrived.
宴席已经开始了。
The feast has begun.
每一个参加的人应当感到很高兴。
Everyone who attends must rejoice.
所以在马可福音第二章第十九节到二十二节这段经文提到这个新酒。
So in Mark 2:21-19-22, it mentions the new wine.
在旧约圣经里面耶尔记三章十八节有谈到这个新酒。
In the book of Joel in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 18, he also describes a new wine.
到那日大山要递甜酒，小山要流奶子，犹大既和都有水流，必有泉源从耶和华的殿中流出来，滋润圣亭谷。
And in that day, the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with water. And a spring will go out from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Shittim.
那么从大山里面流出来的新酒象征天国里丰盛的那种祝福。
And as the mountain drip with sweet wine describes the abundance of blessing from God.
那么同样的先知阿摩斯他所描述的新酒好比神的子民在天国里面那种得到的那种复兴。
And in the book of Amos, he also describes the new wine as a renewing that comes from heaven.
那么根据犹太人的传统
according to the tradition of Jews,
那么新酒是代表这个弥赛亚的到来，还有神那个祝福的满满的一个祝福。
And the new wine represents the coming of the Messiah and the fullness of blessing from God.
所以主耶稣所带来的天国好比一个欢乐的婚宴，还有这个丰盛的一个新酒。
So the kingdom of heaven that Jesus brought is as a fullness of a wedding feast and a new wine.
但是不是每一个人都想要得到这个福分。
Yeah, not everyone desires to receive this blessing.
那么这些人除了不要得到这些福分。
And these people, not only do they not want these blessings.
还说主耶稣是一个贪吃好酒的人。
And they even call Jesus a gluttonous man and a drunkard.
跟这些罪人在一起。
And he stays with the sinners.
那么就如主耶稣在11章第19节这么说。
And just as Jesus says in Matthew 11:19,
他说人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪吃好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
按照这个旧约圣经，一个贪吃好酒的人不是一件好事。
According to the Old Testament, a gluttonous man and a drunkard is not a good thing.
如果我们看生命记的话，我们就明白。
If we look at Deuteronomy, we understand.
父母就抓住他，将他带到本地的城门，本城的长老那里，对长老说，我们这个儿子顽梗悖逆，不听我们的话，是贪吃好酒的人。
Then his father and mother shall seize him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gateway of his hometown, and he shall say to the elders of his city, This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard.
然后本城的众人就要用石头将他打死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。以色列众人都要听见害怕。
Then all the men of his city shall stone him to death, so you shall remove the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear of it and fear.
我们可见顽梗悖逆的人，还有好事贪酒好酒的人是多么严重的事情。
So you see the seriousness of someone being stubborn and rebellious and a glutton and a drunkard.
所以当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候，
So when Jesus came and began to preach about the kingdom of heaven,
我们经常跟这些被法利赛人和文士看为是罪人的人在一起。
And oftentimes the Pharisees and scribes would see him as someone who is a friend with the sinners.
然后很多时候主耶稣跟这些人在一起吃饭。
And oftentimes Jesus would eat with these people.
那么主耶稣跟他们在一起，目的是要把福音传给他们。
And the purpose is so that Jesus could preach the gospel to them.
但是主耶稣所做的却得到这些法利赛人和文士的否定。
Yet, he was criticized for what he did.
而且把他看为是一个贪吃好酒的人。
And the scribes and Pharisees considered him as a glutton and a drunkard.
然后他们说主耶稣是一个贪吃好酒的人，跟罪人在一起。
They say he's a glutton and drunkard who's a friend of sinners.
然后他们说，施洗约翰是一个被鬼附身的人。
And then they say that John the Baptist is demon possessed.
那么施洗约翰在当时被人看为是一位先知。
John the Baptist was considered as a prophet of the time.
然后他也可以说是祭司的后裔。
And he is also a descendant of priests.
因为亚伦是他母亲伊丽莎白的祖先。
Because Aaron was a predecessor of his mother Elizabeth.
那除此以外，施洗约翰的父亲也是一位祭司。
And besides that, his father is also a priest.
他的父亲是一位正直的祭司。
His father was a righteous priest.
他住在这个犹大的旷野里面。
And he lived in the wilderness of Judah.
那么很靠近死海的西北边。
And it's close to the northwest part of the Dead Sea.
那么因此施洗约翰他是住在旷野里面，直到他显明在以色列人的面前。
So John the Baptist lived in the wilderness until he began his ministry.
那么好像主耶稣这样，他也是大概30岁的时候出来传福音。
Just like Jesus, he came and started to preach when he was about 30.
所以当他在旷野的时候，神就呼召他出来传道。
So when he was in the wilderness, God called him out to preach.
因此，施洗约翰是在旷野里面开始他的事工。
So John the Baptist began his ministry in the wilderness.
那么他的事工范围包括死海的西边的旷野，还有约旦河的下流。
And his regions of ministry included the eastern part, the western part of the Dead Sea and the lower part of the Jordan River.
那么根据马可福音第一章第六节的记载。
And according to what's recorded in Mark 1:6,
他说约翰穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist, and his diet was locusts and wild honey.
那么腰束皮带的穿法，好像旧约里面的一个先知叫做以利亚。
And being clothed with camel's hair and wearing a leather belt around his waist is like Old Testament prophet Elijah.
然后施洗约翰有点好像以利亚被神呼召一样。
And John the Baptist's calling was similar to Elijah's.
所以当时的人还以为他是以利亚。
So the people of the time thought he was Elijah.
因为施洗约翰没有到城里或者耶路撒冷去传道。
Because John the Baptist did not go into cities and towns or Jerusalem to preach.
那么他的事工只限于在露天的旷野里面。
His ministry was limited to the open space in the wilderness.
他在那些有人路过的地方向他们传道。
He preached to those who were passersby.
在那些有水流的地方为他们施洗。
And he baptized them in places where there is water.
为了要完成神托付给他的使命。
In order to accomplish the ministry that God has given him.
那么施洗约翰过着一个非常简单还有艰苦的生活。
John the Baptist lived a very simplistic and difficult life.
那么马太福音第四章第十八节说。
In Matthew 11:18 it says.
约翰来了也不吃也不喝。
For John came neither eating nor drinking.
所谓吃喝是指一个普通人的生活。
And eating and drinking refers to a normal person's life.
他不单过着一个很简单而且很艰苦的生活。
John lived not only a simple and difficult life.
他还过着一个舍己的生活。
He also lived a life of self-sacrificing.
施洗约翰所传的信息就是一个悔改的信息。
The message of John the Baptist is a message of repentance.
他说人不可以说自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He said that man cannot call themselves a descendant of Abraham.
因此得到拯救。
Thus he is saved.
他说无论是犹太人或者外邦人都是有罪的人。
He said no matter a Jew or a Gentile, you are all sinners.
如果人要得到拯救必须要悔改。
If a man is to be saved, he must repent.
改变以往自己的生活方式。
And change your lifestyle from the past.
在生活里面结出这个属灵的果子来。
And to bear spiritual fruit in your life.
那么因着施洗约翰的生活方式。
And because of the way John the Baptist lived.
那么当时的宗教领袖就说他是被鬼附身的。
So the religious leader of the time said that he was demon possessed.
被鬼附身的人是一个不正常的人。
A demon possessed person is an abnormal person.
因此施洗约翰被他们看为是一个不正常的人。
Therefore they considered John the Baptist an abnormal person.
在四福音书里面记载了不少被鬼附身的人。
And in the four Gospels, there's recording of many demon-possessed individuals.
那么通常这些被鬼附身的人，他们已经失去了他们的理智。
And most of these people have lost their sense of reasoning.
不像一个正常的人。
They're no longer normal.
法利赛人和文士是以色列人的律法专家。
The scribes and the Pharisees were experts of the law of Israel.
他们不能接受施洗约翰所传的悔改的信息。
They cannot accept the message of repentance from John the Baptist.
他们也不能接受耶稣所传的福音。
They cannot accept the gospel that Jesus preached.
因为他们有自己的看法。
Because they had their own views.
就如主耶稣在比喻里面所说。
Just as Jesus said in the parable.
他说好像孩童坐在街市里面招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
It is like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。
For John came neither eating nor drinking and they say he has a demon.
人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
所以法利赛人和文士好像这些孩童的同伴一样。
So the Pharisee and the scribes were like the friends of these children.
不参与施洗约翰或者耶稣所做的。
They would not take part in what John the Baptist or Jesus was doing.
他们有自己的看法。
They had their own views.
因此他们不愿意悔改。
Therefore, they were unwilling to repent.
也不愿意接受耶稣所传的福音。
And they were unwilling to accept the gospel that Jesus preached.
然后其实现今的世代有不少这样的人。
Today's world, there's many people like this.
所以讲完这个比喻之后，主耶稣就说了最后一句话。
So after Jesus finished this parable, he said a last word.
他说，但智慧之子总以智慧为事。
Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
那么中文圣经还加了一句。
And in the Chinese version, there's a little footnote.
由古见作智慧世代行为上为就显为事。
And the old scrolls, sometimes it says, wisdom is revealed in what is done.
那么到底这句话的意思是什么？
And what does this mean?
那么在这里智慧是指神的计划。
Here wisdom is referring to God's plans.
指神的道。
God's ways.
指神的意念。
God's thoughts.
换句话说，智慧是神的忠告还有劝告。
In other words, wisdom is God's warning and exhortation.
然后智慧被体现好像一个人传达神的忠告还有劝告。
And wisdom is as someone responds to God's warning and his exhortation.
It's been personified.
Personified.
智慧跟一个人的行为有密切的关系。
And wisdom has close relationship to a person's actions.
所以在马太福音第七章第二十节这么说。
So, in Matthew 7:20 it says,
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So then you will know them by their fruits.
然后凭着一个人的行为就可以看出他是否是一个有智慧的人。
And so, based on a person's action, you'll know if they have wisdom.
那么根据旧约圣经。
So according to the Old Testament.
一个有智慧的人是一个行为正直与神意念相通的人。
And a person with wisdom is a righteous person and their thoughts is consistent with God's thoughts.
那么但智慧之子总以智慧为事，这句话合乎圣经旧约圣经的教导。
So yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds is according to the Old Testament teaching.
所以主耶稣在这句话里面所强调的是。
So what Jesus is emphasizing in this.
他说人子也是主耶稣本身，而施洗约翰所做的是有智慧的。
And so he's saying what the Son of Man, which is referring to himself and John the Baptist, what they did is of wisdom.
这个智慧已经在他们的行为上显明出来。
And this wisdom has already been revealed through what they did.
那些有智慧的人是看到神的智慧显明在耶稣和施洗约翰的身上。
And those who have wisdom will recognize that wisdom is carried out in John the Baptist and Jesus.
而这些人愿意接受施洗约翰或者耶稣所传的信息。
And these people are willing to accept what John the Baptist and Jesus, what they're preaching.
并且他们立志悔改相信耶稣。
And they repent and they believe in Jesus.
这些人是有智慧的人。
These people have wisdom.
那么相对的，那些没有智慧的人，好像那些拒绝玩游戏的同伴一样。
Likewise, those without wisdom, it's just like the companions who refuse to play the games.
啊，他们拒绝玩这个游戏。
They refuse to play the games.
他们对这个游戏不感兴趣。
They had no interest in these games.
因为他们自己有自己的游戏。
Because they had their own games.
我们在世上，甚至在教会的圈子里面，有不少这样的人。
In the world, even within the church, there's many people like this.
那么这些人有自己的游戏。
These people have their own games.
他们对属灵的事情不感兴趣。
They're not interested in anything spiritual.
那么宁愿活在一个没有智慧的生活里面。
They rather live a life without wisdom.
那么这种人不愿意悔改来跟从耶稣。
These people refuse to repent and follow Jesus.
也不愿意听从神的话语。
And they refuse to listen to God's word.
啊，改变自己的生活方式。
And change how they live.
以致他们的生命里面结出这个属灵的果子来。
So, that their lives would not bear the fruit.
所以智慧有两种。
So there are two kinds of wisdom.
啊，一种是属世的智慧。
One is the wisdom of this world.
另外一种是属天的智慧。
And then there's wisdom of God.
这个属世的智慧不是从神而来的。
The wisdom of the world is not from God.
所以在路加福音第十二章那边记载了主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
So in Luke 12, it records one of Jesus' parables.
就是一个愚昧财主的比喻。
It's a parable of the foolish rich man.
我们在世人的眼光，这个财主是一个有智慧的人。
In men's eyes, this rich man is has wisdom.
因为他懂得怎样赚取更多的钱财。
Because he understands how to earn more money.
啊，他的田产丰富，因此他说。
His harvest was, he had much harvest, therefore he said to himself.
啊，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切粮食和财物。
I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods.
然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
那么看起来，他似乎是一个有智慧的人。
It appears that though he has wisdom.
但是在神的眼中，他却是一个愚昧的人。
Yet in God's sight, he is foolish.
所以神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?
凡为自己积财在神的面前不负责的也是这样。
So is a man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
其实世上有不少这样的人。
There are many people like this in the world.
甚至在教会的圈子里面也有这样的人。
Even within the church, there are such people.
只是积财宝在地上。
They're only gathering up treasure here on earth.
追求物质的享受。
They seek after material pleasures.
他们对这些属灵的事情不感兴趣。
Yeah, they are apathetic towards spiritual things.
所以主耶稣的世代是一个不感兴趣的世代。
So the time of Jesus is in different generation.
或者说主耶稣的世代是一个漠不关心的世代。
Or they don't care.
那么现今的世代也是这样。
And today's society is also the same.
无论在教会以外或者教会的圈子里面。
Whether outside or inside the church.
都可以看到这种现象。
We can see such situation.
那么这些人好像比喻里面的孩童一样。
These people are just like the children in the parable.
他们对这些属灵的事情不感兴趣。
They are indifferent towards spiritual things.
也漠不关心。
And they don't care.
那不但如此，他们还有很多的借口。
And besides this, they have many excuses.
他们说圣经不是真的，是神话故事。
They say the Bible is not real, it's just some myth.
等我退休之后再来信耶稣吧。
Or I will believe in Jesus after I retire.
等我退休之后再来侍奉神。
I will serve after I retire.
我的生活非常的忙。
I'm very busy in my life.
那么因此我没有时间读经祷告。
Therefore, I don't have time to read the Bible and pray.
我没有时间去侍奉神。
I don't have time to serve God.
我好像主耶稣时代的人一样。
And just as Jesus' time.
啊，不论你对他讲什么。
No matter what you tell them.
他们都会有自己的理由给你一个拒绝。
They will always have a reason for refusal.
Let's
spend some time to reflect on today's message. In your life, what are the things that you care about?
是否是这些属世的事情，还是属灵的事情？
Is it just things of the world, or is it things of heaven?
让我们审查自己是否是一个漠不关心的人。
Let us examine ourselves and see if we are people who do not care.
让我们审查自己，我们是否把我们的生命投资在这个属世的事情上。
And let us examine ourselves and see that we are people who have invested only in this world.
还是投资在这些属灵的事情上。
Or if we have invested in the heavenly things.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你改变我们的心。
Please change our hearts.
让我们的眼睛仰望耶稣。
So our eyes may see Jesus.
专注在天国的事工上。
And to focus on the things of heaven.
让我们的财宝集站在天上。
So our wealth may be laid up in heaven.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.